Gonna allow a couple minutes for traffic next time, buddy?
Dude, I left 30 minutes ago.
What do you want? What do you want out of this toilet area?
Oh, don't even get me started. I'm furious. I was already driving like a maniac.
I was caught in it like you wouldn't believe earlier. I had to drive down to South Riding, get caught in that Route 50 traffic, and then double back up here. It took me about a sweet hour.
What, for work?
Yeah, for work. Made some actual money before doing this for nothing. But let's kill the mics, let's do the actual intro, and then we'll get into the swing of things. Sound good?
Wait, this isn't going out?
Oh, this is going out, but I like my intro. I need my recorded piece. I need my Motorhead. There's a method to this.
All right.
Then I will spew the venom that has been welling up in me for about 16 hours now. Then we'll move on with our lives. You ready?
Sure.
All right.
Terry, this is Gary and Michelle. I was telling you about them.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Gary works from home as well, don't you, Gary?
Oh, you've given up the 9-to-5 as well then, Terry?
Well, I've only been doing it a few months, but...
Takes a bit of getting used to.
Well, look, I'll leave you boys to it. Michelle, come on. Some people I want you to meet.
So, have you, you know...
What?
You know... got past the wanking stage yet?
I beg your pardon?
Don't pretend. You've got that look in your eye.
Does it get any easier?
You've just got to learn to control it.
I mean, I wake up with the best of intentions, you know. I mean, streamline my business plan, market research, but...
Within half an hour of the wife leaving the house, you're on the old internet.
I mean, the first month, I did it so often I couldn't sit down.
I nearly wanked the whole business away a couple of years ago. Had to claw it back from the brink.
And now we can do it. There's a method.
Right.
There are rules on the wall. Read them, live them, love them. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, just one. Otherwise, the show would have begun on time, but Kate got the day off. And Will ran a little late. No fault to Will. The traffic here is abominable. I know he wants to cut it a little close, but I do the same. No one wants to be here 20 minutes early with their thumb up their A.
I was at the gym, otherwise I would have.
Okay. So. Well, how'd the gym go? Now that I'm interested in you and your tail.
Fine.
Good.
Nothing great.
All right, shut up. They didn't come for you. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives in papasbasement.com. Big on the Twitter. Tweet Will at Billy Basil. Me at Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook. Papa's Basement. I don't really know how you find it. I guess Google Facebook and Papa's Basement, or type Papa's Basement into Facebook. Probably not rocket science.
Do you have the URL, like Facebook.com?
It's Facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, we owe that one to Rachel Oring, actually. The one we sacked for Kate, who's not in today. But, yeah.
Why not call Rachel live on the air?
Oh, God.
Hey buddy.
Hey, how you been?
What you doing?
How's life? Mind sacrificing a little more for me? No. No more going back to Rachel. None of that. Because I got so much today. Oh, right. I'm so pissed. I'm so pissed, Will. You don't know why.
Do you
why
want me to ask why?
Oh, please, please.
K.
I'm glad
K.
You asked why.
I forget.
In your horrible janitor's tongue.
I want to say it's poor K.
Poor K, I believe. All like right. Porky.
K is what?
For, so it's for what?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you for what I'm pissed. Well, and listeners, I've made it abundantly clear on multiple occasions, radio pays nothing. Well, right?
Yeah, from what you tell me, it's like not minimum wage, but about as menial as you can get for a white people job.
Exactly. It's a pea hair above. It's, I want to say, some of the jobs in one of the stations I work at. The station where this job was offered, the job that didn't go my way that I just learned about last night. We'll get to all that. This mythical, awesome, awesome job. But some of them pretty much are minimum wage. I mean, minimum's what now? Like $7.70?
Yeah, I was gonna say 750, but
there's
about in that range.
There's Mother Smuckers working for $8 an hour.
Wow.
In this place, yeah. And this is, they're not the most skilled jobs, you know. You're pressing buttons for the most part, but you're pressing them at exactly the right time, and you got to know when to press them and what to press them. And if you screw up, punishment is swift and brutal.
I was going to say, I mean, they seem to get pretty pissed if there's dead air or, you know, people talking over the outro bed or whatever you call it.
Yeah.
I don't know the jargon.
Yeah. How about if anyone screws up, it sounds like S and it spoils like the entire hour. Like it takes you forever to forget it. And the hosts will be even more pissed if they're professionals about it.
Yeah. So I want to say it's that unskilled.
Thank you.
We're not talking about like squeegeeing windshields or something here.
It's in terms of stuff I've done. Locksmithing is more skilled because it demands an incredible pool of knowledge. But radio's above
that
any...
That you didn't go to school for.
Yeah, exactly.
We just picked up on the street.
Nor am I bonded or licensed for, but let's...
Mr. Plow.
Yeah, let's not lawyer me to death on my own airwaves. But
Nick Riviera. What's Dr. Nick's last name? Riviera?
Riviera.
God. Oh, okay.
Isn't he dead in the story arc, by the way? Like, didn't they kill him, too?
They killed him in the movie.
Is that
Did
it?
Did that carry over to the
I
cartoon?
I think so. I think he got modded. He's gone too.
All right, yeah, because I think like a shard of the, what do you call it? Like that bubble they had around Springfield,
yeah.
Like just crushed him.
And did he pull like a goodbye, everybody?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. While he was like severed in two.
Yeah. I don't even remember the scene, but like given what he says, you know what the hell he said. So it pays nothing. It's difficult. It's certainly in terms of the quickness of the punishment if you screw up and how bad you feel about yourself if you screw up, certainly greater than anything I've done in the 9-to-5 world. 9-to-5 is a joke, right? I mean, like, it's just paperwork and
yeah,
BS
most people
politics.
Screw around on the internet.
Yeah, you do nothing. Nothing that you're immediately accountable for. Let's put it that way. And if you do botch it, it takes forever before they fire you. Radio, you botch a couple times, you're out. There's another guy looking to get your job. Simple as that. But in my 3 years of radio, these low-level jobs, let's call them all board-opping, you're running a radio board and pressing the buttons, which turn on and off the mics, play the sound bites, things like that. You're dialing up guests on the phone. I've never seen a board-op gig. First of all, I've never seen one full-time. Mm-hmm. You're always hoard out of benefits. And I've never seen one pay over $17 an hour, meaning that if you were working it as a 40 an hour week job, you'd be making, I don't know, $35,000.
I'm too stupid to do the math. Was it $17 an hour?
$17 an hour. You don't have to do the hour math. Back
$680 a week. Yes. Yeah, in the 30s.
Yeah, back in my 9-to-5 life, I left when I was making $17 an hour, and it translated to $35,000.
All right.
Yeah, so I kind of know it. Yeah, the taxation might be different at a different job, but we're in the ballpark. So imagine my surprise last night when I learned that a job had really surreptitiously, let's just say, been offered and immediately filled at one of my radio stations. Very, like, clandestine cover of night, special ops, ninja'd that ish in there, got it filled immediately. Like, a little fishy, the whole process.
So it was never really offered?
No, no, let's just call a spade, it was never really offered. And I'm not faulting the person who got the job, because God bless him.
Can you say who it is?
I don't want to, because I don't want people mad at whoever got the gig.
Right.
Because he's just doing what we'd all want to do, actually get paid doing this work. But he's just board opping for about 15 to 20 hours a week.
Currently or with the
no,
new one?
No, the new position would be board opping, I would say at worst 25 hours a week, on some weeks as little as 15. And do you want to hazard a guess at what this job will pay? And let me preface it by saying there are people in this building who work their asses off for over 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 8 hours an hour, and they don't call it full time. Even though I'm really sure it's illegal to have someone working 40 hours and not call it full time.
It depends. I mean, are you paid salary or are you paid hourly?
We're paid hourly.
So doesn't it reflect on your time sheet if you do over 40 a week?
Yeah. I don't know how we do it.
And like,
I honestly don't know how the legality of it checks out. And I'm not saying that to be a whistleblower. It just kind of boggles my effing mind sometimes.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought the old shiest like Walmart trick was
39.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe they make this person officially listed at 39.5 or something along those lines. I don't know the math. I'm not in the books.
Yeah, but your payroll and all that stuff like goes to the IRS. Or,
oh, it does.
So that's what confuses me.
I know this person.
Know the
yeah, they're logging at minimum 35 something a week. At minimum. I thought that even crossed into full time.
I mean, I guess technically it's 40, but...
Okay, so given that this station is paying people $8 an hour to work pretty much a full-time job, what do you think working, I don't know, 20-something per week at night would run?
Like, how much would it pay you?
How much would it pay?
I don't know, the same?
Yeah, you'd think that. That kind of makes sense, right? People pay the same amount for doing the same work, right?
Right.
Maybe that's a little communist of me to think that. You know, fair work, fair pay. Not that we're getting fair pay, but if everyone's getting ish pay, it kind of makes it a little more tolerable.
Yeah.
No, how about you work that job, and yet you make 35K plus benefits? Because it's a salaried gig. You're treated as a full-timer working about 25 hours a week.
And there's just one
most.
Of these.
Just one.
Out of how many... other board ups.
Oh, there's probably like seven of us or something. They've made like one golden child.
I was going to say, the guy who got it, has he been there the longest?
No,
or something?
No.
How long has he been there?
I don't know, 7-8 months or something.
Does he do the most around the
Not
place?
Really. Not really. And although, like you said, it can be slightly difficult actually doing the job well. Once you do it well, it's kind of a binary. You know, you either screwed it up or you didn't. It's like
heart riding
surgery.
A bike or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really ride a bike poorly.
But you can't get in an accident
yes.
once you know how to do it.
Exactly. Right. So I guess they can reward your record for not getting in an accident or something.
Well, I mean, the only thing left, because I know you don't want to, like, call anybody out. I mean, is this person, like, friends with one or several of the higher-ups?
Honestly, I don't know. I believe there might be some connections afoot, but I think it's more testament to just how bass-ackwards radio can be. I'm really not citing the person so much as the system.
The person's just
getting
bizarre.
Looped.
Yeah.
Good for him. I wish more of us were treated humanely like that. Although, 35K for about 20 hours of work is more than humane. Like I said...
I thought you were saying it was for 40, for 20?
No, this is like for 15 to 25, scaling upon the week.
That's pretty sweet, though.
That's stupid loot.
That's like...
I worked 40 a week at a job I goddamn hated in a horrible environment for 35. And then I locksmithed on the side just to make it, like, you know, make ends meet. So, to learn that after 3 years of me busting my ass in this industry, that a job... opened up that would have actually finally allowed me to justify everything I've done up until this point, saying screw it to my horrible 9-to-5 and getting comparable pay in another industry where I could have locksmithed on top of it for another like 15 or 20K, no problem. Like 55K for under 40 hours a week of work, that's goddamn great. I would actually be proud. I would be so happy with myself. I'd probably start sleeping with women again. Start pampering myself with that. Maybe I'd move back out of the house. Why not? Make a ball of it. So I learned about this last night and just lost my ish.
Who told you? Just like
a coworker. We were both in the studio and he's like, so I didn't get that gig. And I was like, what gig? Because at least he'd kind of done his research and found out it was being offered by looking on the company website. God forbid anyone email us about it. God forbid anyone post it on the effing wall.
So, I mean, you technically could have applied for it?
Technically, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, they line up who they want beforehand, and everyone knows that's the process around this joint. So you could kind of go there and go through the most farcical goddamn interview of your life.
No, gotcha.
Where they pay you lip service upon lip service, and then they say, thank you for wasting your gas for coming in. Now go finger your rectum while we give it to the guy we wanted to.
I mean, that's everywhere, unfortunately.
You know, it just struck me as a little worse than kind of par for the course lately. And this country's going to hell. I mean, another 5 years, it will be Mad Max. I've said that before, and I stand by it. But that was really... And I've worked for nothing for 3 years in this business. That really boiled my nuts. I've endured a lot of ish just to get to my crappy level that I'm at already. And Lord knows I'll probably get the axe for all this. And, hey, whatever. Had to get it off my chest.
Why would you get fired for this?
Who knows, man? Who knows? People are petty in this business.
Well, you could sue them for that. You're not saying any names. You didn't say what station it is.
Not saying any names, locations, nothing. Nor do I care to.
Yeah, so.
It's more of an indictment of the business in general, if you want to know how unfair pay can be. But I don't mind it when it's someone on the air. You know, they can make stupid amounts of loot because in theory, they're doing something I can't. They're doing a daily show for 4 hours. They're bringing it. Supposedly, they're what the advertising comes in for. No one's listening for the board opping, and I'll give you that. You're just a cog. But at least pay the cogs a little better. Pay them a little more evenly. Like, if you don't want just piece-of-ass monkeys running these boards, pay people like they aren't piece-of-ass monkeys.
That's what I don't get. That was, like, when I was working in an office. You know, like, I was doing so much for, like, 12, 14 an hour or something. Like, just almost, like, carrying the business.
Yeah, it's like, what do you want?
But it's also, like, how stupid are you to, like, just turn over everything to some, like, 20, 21-year-old, however old I was. I think I was 20. Like, why would you do that? Like, why would you trust your business with someone who just, like, dropped out of college or whatever? Or even someone who just finished college?
No, it's just economic slavery.
But why would you even entrust them with that? Like, don't you care?
I wouldn't.
Exactly. Like, don't you have any pride in, like, your finished product, whether it's radio or
Are you kidding? I would
whatever.
Not let some kid go out under the banner of Hercules Safe and Lock and, like, botch some job, break someone's window or something.
Exactly. Like, just so you can save a few bucks. It's going to cost you in the long run.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, with radio, I guess no one's really going to stop listening if, like, there's
sloppy board up. The whole radio thing is people, until radio dies, will always listen to it, and there will always be some poor schmuck like me out there who's like, I want to do this. And so they prey upon your goddamn dreams. They prey upon people who have a goal in life in entertainment, and they say, hey, this job, in theory, is cooler than being a effing lawyer or an accountant. You know, that job might get you laid because you're paid. But, you know, someone wants to suck off the DJ at the county fair booth, you know? who doesn't want to cash in on that? And they prey upon that. So they're like, the whole myth is pay your dues, work these crap jobs for a couple of years, eventually you'll level up, you'll be behind that mic. And it doesn't work that way, because the guys behind the mic, what are they going to do?
No, it's that way in any business.
They're not going to do, there's nowhere for them to go. You aren't going to do DJ work for 10 years and then work for NASA.
Yeah.
What the F?
No, I know what you mean, but
it's just a bunch of older, bitter dinosaurs, and they battle it out until some young buck with bigger horns who will work for less pay knocks them off the hill and bangs the lady elk.
Yeah, that's America.
Oh, it's horrible, man. It's just goddamn horrible.
Well, it's like some of the stuff that makes me glad I work for myself. Like,
and I do too to some extent, but I'd like the radio thing to actually work. I'd like to get paid to be on air. Or I'd like to at least make a living wage while I'm not on air.
Yeah, but see, I would try to, like, you know, build up the blog and the show and all this that you do on the end. And, like,
I do.
Get advertising from that.
Yeah, that's slowly coming in, I guess. Very slowly.
But you get something?
I get something. Yeah. I get a little loot.
I mean, honestly, like, if you can ever bypass...
I mean, it just pisses me off. None of it compares to what I do locksmithing. And that's not fair. I mean, locksmithing's great. God bless it. Do you want to know what I did today? I drove to some lady's house Dum Dum had locked herself out. God bless her. We all do it. Yesterday, I ran into a Dunkin' Donuts, realized I left my keys in the ignition. The car was still running because I was busy laughing at Opie and Anthony. And then I walked my fat ass out to throw away the trash from Chick-fil-A. And then I ate a donut. And I went, duh, where are my keys? And I felt my ass pocket for 30 seconds. And then I'm like, oh, that sounds like my car. And I walk up to it, and it's running, and they're still cackling.
I actually had Chick-fil-A yesterday myself.
How good is it? How good is it?
Those sandwiches are good.
Daddy's going to need one right after this episode, because otherwise the cancer will just form, right, like a big black stomach tumor, because I am so pissed. So pissed still. Like, I was kind of, you know, I was a little bit over it last night, because I did like 5 hours of screwing off just to get my mind off it. Oh, now that I'm thinking about it again in the morning light, just even more pissed, I think.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I mean, that's...
I want to get to the bottom.
Corporate world.
I want to get to the bottom of how that pay is justified for that gig. Because there's guys behind the mic in that station I don't think making that much. I want to know where the F that loot came from.
And they're not doing anything differently than the other board ops?
No. I mean, nothing.
That's really bizarre.
I'll put it this way. Anything, like, added to the job is maybe 10 minutes worth of training. It's not like you're going to have to learn to press these buttons and master the art of making love. No. You might have to, like, hit record on another piece of machinery. And again, no malice at the guy who got this. We all deserve to be making a little more. And I'm glad one of us is.
No, I mean, that's just how ass backwards the world is. Like, you know, union workers or whatever. I mean, it's good if you're a union worker. I think there should be more of that because, again, it's always like the working man who gets screwed. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you hear people tell stories like if they work on a holiday, they'll instead of getting like time and a half, they'll get paid for like, you know, 16 hours instead of 3 that they actually did, stuff like that. It's like...
And what's the purpose of that? Like, what are they...
It actually, I mean, benefits the working man. It's the same thing, like... If you have
okay, I got you.
Like, if you throw a concert in New York or something, you know, like, all the, not the roadies, those are, like, you know, employed by the band, but I guess, you know, the people who work for the arena or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, they're all union, and you have to end, like, on the hour. They charge by the hour.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
So, say,
yeah,
say you try to do, like, one more encore, and you end at 11:01 or something.
Yeah.
Right, that's all these people get an extra hour of pay for 1 minute, you know, stuff like that.
No, and it kills me because on one hand, I can see it. It is a bit wasteful. But I'm sorry, to the CEO making like $11 billion, F you. None of these union guys are rich.
Oh, yeah,
and
no.
It's this whole thing because
no,
the
I think
richer,
it's good,
yeah,
man.
The richer in control of the media. And so it's like, hey, let's spend a few bucks to make people think that anyone... They turn you against people like you. Is my enemy... The guy who's making $65,000 a year is a longshoreman? Or is my enemy the goddamn CEO of one of these radio corporations making I don't even know how much? Enough that he can screw something a lot hotter than he deserves, let's put it that way. I mean, I'd say maybe I have a little more issue with that guy than some douche who's getting maybe $10,000 more than he deserves.
That's the awfulness of capitalism.
Yeah. Screw it all, man. Screw it all. Burn this ish to the ground, Pookie.
Nah, I mean, I agree with you. That's why I always preferred socialism. I think that makes more sense to me. I mean, honestly, try to like level everything out.
Screw it. Yeah, you know what?
You know, why does some like...
And I mean, obviously we say this because we're not on top. And I can't even blame the rich for wanting everything. You don't get to be stupid rich because you're a nice dude who shares. You get there because you F everyone.
Yeah, but I mean, that shouldn't be an option, you know? I don't know, just...
It isn't right. Something's a little out of whack, man.
No, there is. I mean, I forget, like, the exact percentages in this country, but it's, like, something like 4%, or maybe, like, 10% control 90%
yeah,
of the wealth.
Yeah, I believe it's that.
Something like that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, if your graph of the distribution of wealth... is like exponential, you know, where it just stays straight.
That curve.
Goes up and then just shoots up.
Yeah.
As opposed to like either an even line or one that goes up linearly, like smoothly, and then something is out of whack.
Oh, no, man. Middle class is dying.
Like the distribution of wealth is way off.
One of these days, the middle class is going to be about as fresh and real as a trilobite fossil.
No, it is gone. I mean, it's really like haves and have-nots, which means we're headed for revolution.
Yeah. Oh, that would be sweet. Oh, that would be sweet. Bring it. Bring it. But I was just pissed the whole night. So I had to, like, I got one vice left to me. Like, I've quit the overeating.
Well, that's good.
It is, yeah. I've been dropping the LBs left and right, thank God. Oh, God, if I had, like, stopped overeating and I didn't lose weight, I'd have killed someone. Like, on this would have snapped it. I would have gotten a high-powered rifle, and that would have been that. Would have been a whole different broadcast today. Would have just been me with a wireless mic killing people. I would call out my shot, and then I'd do it. But thank God I had one vice left, the good old cigarette. Drove over to my friend's house. My friend who'd called me earlier in the night was just like, hey, you want to hang out? I'm like, that depends. That depends what brand you got. He said Marlboro Light, so I was there. And we watched some cable TV after we had a couple cigarettes and took a 5 or 10 minute walk around the neighborhood. Will, have you really watched TV lately? Have you seen the crap that is out there?
No, the only night I can watch it is Thursday. That seems to be the only night.
And that's the good night. That is the one night our DVR is going nuts and recording everything.
No, I've tried. Like, sometimes if I'm at mom's after work, no, there's a little, literally nothing on 300 channels. Maybe some Essie movies.
Oh, there's something all right out there. And at 2:30 in the morning, we found some gold. I mean, weird, weird crap, dude. Like, the stuff they play. Stuff I should have cut audio for had I been prepared. Because, good Lord, the first was, I believe, Paranormal Paramours or something like that. But it was a bunch of ladies claiming that ghosts had screwed them.
Were they hot?
Okay, they were all right. The show was the most transparent piece of crap I've ever seen. It was like Silk Stockings or like Up All Night on USA back in the day. It was nothing but starlets. It was funny how all of these ladies were Hollywood starlets, by the way. Like, you know, just starting actresses or something.
That's true for any reality show.
Yeah, they had no gig. So they came up with this. And then typically, you know how someone else acts out on these shows?
Oh, God,
like,
it's
your
the same
story?
People?
Same bitches acting out her story. Same ones doing the reenactment.
Oh, so they can showcase their chops?
Yeah, so they can show how well they have a fake O.
What channel is this on?
I don't even remember what this one was on, man. It was the worst thing. It was 30 minutes
Google
of chicks rolling around. I'll dig it up in a minute. Like, writhing, going on about how good it was. It was like, well, first, I woke up and I thought I was dreaming. But then I felt like a tingling orgasm building. The chick was from Jersey, to top it all off, you know, with the nice fake boobs and stuff. So God
bless.
He
was hung like a Sprite can.
It tore me up inside. But awful. Awful. I mean, and then they wheel out some expert who's like, well, since before recorded history, there have been tales of gods coming down and impregnating women. It's like, you know why?
Jesus Christ.
Because in cave days, if your cave bitch got pregnant by someone else, and the cave baby came out, it was like, hello now, I am your cave baby. You'd kill her, and you'd kill the baby, and that'd be that.
Better have a good story.
You better have a goddamn great story. It better come out with, like, Poseidon's trident in its hand, or I'm gonna be killing a bitch right quick. So they wheel this poor D out, and he's spitting out this crap. But his lady's just describing having wet dreams. That's it, for 30 minutes, writhing around, clutching their tees. I mean, if I were 12, this would have been the best goddamn show on TV.
Oh, so the reenactments actually have nudity?
Like real lacy bras and stuff. No nudity, but I mean, they got them in some sexy crap.
So this is supposed to be like softcore stroke ghost program?
Yeah, a ghost stroke, so you can blow a ghost load. I mean, it was awful, man. It was, and the production values were crap. Like, they had the lamest effects on the camera. It was insane. I was just flabbergasted this was on TV.
Ghost Hunters meets Skinamax.
Yeah, that was it. It was Red Shoe Ghost Diaries. God. It was Ghostbusters where Slimer F's a chick.
That does sound terrible.
It was awful.
Although, I mean, it sounds like worth a watch.
Oh, for 30 seconds, it was the best thing I'd ever seen since Godfather 1.
And then it just kept going.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, my God. Are they really going to continue with this premise with a straight face? So we flipped, and I found... I didn't even realize this show exists. It's like they hybridized two piece-of-crap shows into this Voltron of crap called Confessions Animal Hoarding. Have you seen this?
I flipped by it, which I want to say it's on like A&E or TLC.
I think it's on Animal Planet. Oh, like it's their excuse
to have crappy programming because it's animal hoarding.
Oh my God. Do you remember there was a time when History Channel actually had shows worth a damn?
Now it's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, with just a shred of historical content. I mean, sure, they sexed it up and it would be like the special lives of Hitler and his Jew mistress and stuff like that. But now, I mean, hell, you probably watch it. What's on? Is Dog seriously on History?
He's on A&E.
Okay, but I mean, they got, I think, Pawn Stars might be History.
Like John and Kate plus 8 was TLC.
It's a
what is to be learned of that?
Nothing.
Never trust a bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Like pull I said, it's a pretty good lesson.
Pull out 60 seconds before it happens. That's what I learned. I'm just staring. Just staring. I thought your lips were moving. I thought something was coming.
No. I was I forgot what we were talking about.
My memory. Talking about animal hoarders.
Okay, animal hoarding.
Yeah.
Well, it's animal related. Yeah, so it's just people who run, like, the puppy mills or whatever. Or they just actually, they're not even profiting from it.
No, they're not profiting.
So it's like cat ladies from The Simpsons.
Take hoarders. It is cat lady. Take hoarders and replace newspapers and, like, Big Mac cartons with cats and or dogs or birds or whatever the F. Oh, feces like you haven't seen.
See, that to me sounds more interesting than hoarders because, yeah, like, no matter what, you're going to get a big pile of S somewhere.
Oh, the feces factor, Will. The feces were just obscene.
Don't you get like MRSA or die of some sort of lung infection if you're just around exposed S all the time?
And that was some, I'll get in a second to the two people featured on this episode, but one of them was this old Southern C, and that was her retort when a building inspector came into the house and saw piles of turds like it was Cold Stone Creamery. And they just put them on the slab. And he's like, there's no way this is healthy. And she gets this attitude, this old bitch. She gets this attitude like, well, I had my cats 25 years. And they've been pooping all over the place. And I ain't none unhealthier now than I was back then. Like, this guy just called you, like a race traitor, like accused you in the deep south of sleeping with Lex Steele or something. I mean, the venom, how her face just contorted and just lunged at this guy. And it's like, yeah, you dumb, crazy bitch. Because he's got some hidden agenda. He's not just trying to help you. Because piles of animal ass, they're secretly good for you. That's why you're so goddamn good
looking. Gives you superpowers.
Yeah, you 63-year-old piece of... Oh, my God. She looked like hell. She looked like what you expect a 63-year-old fat Southern lady with a ton of cats would look like. Yeah, you've discovered the fountain of youth, Ponce the Turd.
And they're all alone, I assume.
No. Oh, my God, man.
Well, some of them have, like, kids in this?
Like, there was family in every trailer around her. I believe it was, like, a crap housing complex.
Aye.
This one, the cat lady, it starts off, they have, like, a huge family picnic where they're going to confront her about it.
Cat intervention.
Yeah, because her granddaughter, get this, is pregnant. This chick at 63 is about to be a great-grandma.
I'm trying to do the mental math. Let's, so every 20 years.
Every 20. Yeah. Just babies having babies. South will rise again. You know,
yeah,
just
that sounds about right.
Suck down some chaw, you filthy sea.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. So they're using the pregnancy kind of as a lever. They're trying to push against this bitch. Get her out of her rut. They're like, look, the great-grandkid... Now, mind you,
they can't see you with all that poop everywhere.
Exactly. We can't have the cats burying Junior like a turd. He ain't coming in there. So they're playing upon her emotions, and she's just lashing out. Like, at first she shuts down, and she has these big Ray Charles glasses on. Oh, and she's, like, I guess crying behind him. And then she gets all steely C on him. And it's just like, well, you don't have a picnic for me and attack me in my own picnic. Something like that. So they finally call in the building inspectors. There's just tendrils of wires everywhere. Because, like, I think the power's already gone out or something. So she's, like, makeshifted. Like, she can't even get to the fuse box anymore. Because there's just walls of feces, like a Berlin wall of crap.
So she's just like hooking up car batteries to the copper wiring in the wall.
Like, I think from the sockets that are working, she's running extension cords through the rest of the house. And it's just such a scene. And there's the poor 50 cats running around. They don't know any better. And I mean, for great effect, the guys who shot it, I don't know who the guy was. Probably making 10 an hour and his coworker is making 35K. But, they got it timed just right, so, like, cats are just jumping in front of the lens at random intervals. So great. So great. But, yeah, the guy comes in. He's like, I pretty much have to condemn this asshole. There's nothing that can be done.
Oh, so they couldn't even clean it up?
No, it was a wreck.
No happy ending?
No, I think, like, they just... I think they got, like, a 2-ton litter box and just put the house inside it, you know? What are you going to do with that?
Was it a trailer or a house?
It was like the dirtiest house. Just, I mean, it could have been a trailer.
Like the one we grew up in?
Yeah, some dilapidated piece of ass. Like someone walked in, they'd be like, you can't keep this, I'm sorry.
Wow.
This ends now.
So they don't even do like the fake hoarders, like let's get a phony psychologist in there to help them and all that is.
No, they kind of cut out the middleman. It's just family, like, calling them worthless pieces of crap.
That sounds better than Hoarders.
It wasn't bad. It really, I mean, compared to the Ghost Effers, far more watchable. Far more watchable. Because the second one, it was like, you know, I obviously don't believe in God, because just look at my life. But if there is one, he kind of orchestrated the second story to make me feel a little better about what was going on. Because the second story was a 30-year-old guy at home with mommy, and he's hoarding pit bulls.
What color was he?
Not what you'd expect.
Huh.
Not what you'd expect. He looked a lot more like Robert Van Winkle than Trey. Oh, no, God. Jesus Christ, I screwed it up on Ice Cube.
He looked more like Jack Black than Barry White.
Thank you.
Is what you're saying.
Yes, yes.
All right.
O'Shea Jackson. There's Ice Cube. Just took me a second.
Huh?
O'Shea Jackson, Ice Cube's real name. And Robert Van Winkle.
All this time I thought it was Ice Cube.
Vanilla Ice. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I ever heard his real name.
O'Shea. There you go.
O'Shea.
Yeah, it sounds like an Irishman, right?
Yeah, it's like Patrice O'Neill.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, something Nate Computing. I wonder if Patrice did that just to like get ahead in Boston comedy clubs.
Oh,
like they, like a bunch of just Boston street toughs going.
300-pound black guy.
This colored fella.
Who knows? I never thought of that.
Yeah. But the guy is just packing his mom's house with pit bulls. They're gnawing through everything because they're goddamn pit bulls.
The one type of dog I hate and can still actually like put some fear into me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I get it. You know what? Some pit bulls, they are nice.
No, none.
You know what?
All worthless.
Back during the Nazi occupation of Crete, one of them gave my dad his rations so he wouldn't starve. Doesn't mean I wouldn't want to kill every Nazi on sight just because some of them weren't like horrible pieces of garbage.
I don't remember that story.
You don't remember that story where like dad was starving and this Nazi gave him like jam and chocolate?
No.
Oh yeah, for like a week he thought it was just a mind game and he didn't eat it. And finally he was like, I don't care. I don't effing care.
Oh, it was like poison.
Yeah, he thought it would just be some, you know, some Nazi shtick. Like, not only will we cut off the food lines, but then we'll give you a little bit of food and it will kill you.
No, I don't remember ever hearing that.
Yeah, but this Kraut was just a nice dude. So there you go. Anyhow, Jack Black was, he got a formal eviction notice from his mom. That's how bad it had gotten.
Can't you just call the police?
No, no, no. As a man who's kicked many a person out of their home, it's a process.
Yeah, that's true. Because Allison had to deal with her sister.
Mm-hmm. You got to notify the sheriff, and then they serve a writ, and then the sheriff comes back to make sure that everyone's out, like 3 weeks later.
Stupid country. What the hell? If it's your... Whoever's name is on the deed or lease or whatever...
That's it.
That's the king of the castle.
You should be allowed to commit murder.
Really?
Like, or, like, anything short of it.
Why all the effing red tape? Whoever's paying the bills, whoever's name is on the property,
yeah.
That's it.
And this freeloader's there with his daughter. He has, like, a two-year-old daughter,
Jesus,
to make
God.
It even better. And his mom, he's balding, too. He's got, like, the little the spot in the back. So he's looking way too old. Like, once my hair really starts to drop out, there's no way I can stay at home. That's just sad beyond sad. Like, I got to get going at that point. I got to get going now, but that's a story for another episode. And she's, like, holding the writ up. She's like, you got to get out. And he's just doing the... Like an actual dismissive fart noise, like a 6-year-old
blowing raspberries.
Yeah. Like you're telling him it's nap time, and he's like, "Screw it, I want to keep playing Nintendo."
How many dogs are there?
Oh, easily like 20 something.
Jesus Christ!
They're
is
all
a big
over
house?
The yard. No. There's just dog and dog and dog. A lot of them running around the yard, but still.
Why wouldn't mommy nip it in the bud at like 2?
Because mommy's a pushover, I guess. I don't know. So.
Like, by the time dog number 3 comes in, like,
if you
is it time to say, wait a minute?
Yeah, exactly. I'm wising up to how this goes. There's 98 more of them coming, and then a rich bitch is going to try to make a coat out of their fur. Bada bang. But he's using his stupid daughter as leverage.
Oh, of
he's
course,
like,
yeah, grandma.
Oh,
you'll never get to see Maggie
exactly.
again.
Oh, if you think you can kick me out and keep my daughter, you got another thing coming. So he sets up a pup tent in the back, appropriately named.
I always thought it was pop tent. Cause like
I think it's pup.
No, you're right. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it's pup tent. That's what Milhouse's parents sent him off in when they effed the S out of each other.
Blue Brillo grinding all over the
say,
place.
Oh, I was just going to say, blue pube on blue pube. Oh, my God. With her eyebrows askew. Louise, you cheating slut.
Is that a name?
I believe. Wasn't it Louise Van Houten? And Kirk?
Kirk. I don't know.
Oh, God. Oh, I need to look that up. You need to start bringing your laptop so I can look that crap up.
No. Oh, God. Because no, was it
I'm
Nitro?
I'm officially stopping the show for 10 seconds until I get that. Louise Van Houten.
I don't think so. I want to say no.
Leslie? No, that was the killer in the Manson cases.
No.
I'm just going to Google Milhouse's mom.
It's something else, because I remember the guy Nitro or whatever yelling it.
Luann?
Yeah, maybe.
Luann Van Houten. Yeah, it's Luann.
Okay, I was going to say, that sounds about
Screw
right.
Screw that, man. That sounds too King of the Hill. Like, I would have never guessed that. I would have thought I was thinking of Platter.
Yeah.
All right. But these stupid dogs, of course, what you expect to happen, within the day, they've gnawed a hole through his tent.
Oh.
So then he's like, screw it! I'm leaving y'all! I'm taking my dogs on my motorcycle with me. So he just zips off, and, like, the dogs follow him down the street, and then, like, the belt, a huge rubber belt, I guess the drive belt, on the motorcycle explodes. And he, of course... just triumphantly with that S-eating grin on his face, marches right back down the gravel road. He's like, well, the belt's blown up. That's $600 I ain't got. I ain't going nowhere. And he just parks his ass back in the tent. And, like, I don't remember the resolution to either of these stories. I don't think they had very happy endings, though. That's why I really liked Animal Hoarders.
I was going to say, that actually doesn't sound half bad.
No, it seemed really depressing, like, the whole way down.
I mean, I guess animal hoarding's worse than regular hoarding.
I wanted to end with the pit bulls eating the little girl. Like, am I wrong for that? Like, I thought they would do that. Like, they would stage that.
Just find her, like, buried in a pile
well,
of tongues.
At least a couple fingertips. Just rub, like a barbecue honey mix on the pinky. She'll be fine. That's TV. Dog just innocently got his mouth over the appendage.
I don't even know how you would... Oh, Jesus, man. I hated dogs when I was a little kid.
Oh, that kid's traumatized. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, like, it can't possibly enjoy it or trust them.
It can probably barely comprehend what's going on. It's got all these beasts with gnashing fangs. Like
sniffing her and licking her. And
up to the head. And I love dogs. Don't get me wrong. Dogs, cats, same goddamn thing. It's just some stupid mammal that costs you money. I don't have really, I don't have a horse in that race.
No, I actually like both.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, it has to suck for a little kid having that many pets around. Like, one family pet, I guess that's cool. You can run,
even
you know,
then,
ride
if you're
around
a little
like
kid,
Tommy Pickles did.
And there's like a big dog. I don't know. It seems kind of weird. We didn't have one growing
what
up.
What if the dog just humps the ass out of the kid one day?
I wouldn't put it past it.
Yeah, why not?
We were playing football with Bobby.
Yo, yeah.
And Jerry, I believe, the neighbor's golden retriever.
Oh, he made Bobby Bobette for about good 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't play much football the rest of that day. Not in that yard. No siree.
Oh, my God.
Jerry sitting there panting afterward. Oh, yeah.
Smoking a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. People.
Between his paw and his dew claw.
People ever think a dog can't smile? Oh, dogs can smile.
That's why they're laughing all the time.
Oh, yeah. Should have taken a picture that day.
Jesus God.
Ear to ear grin on that face.
God, it's like over 20 years ago, and I can still remember it vividly.
How do you not?
That was in Ruth and Judy's yard, right?
Just watching the
show.
It's
like Bobby somehow ended up with his, you know, like FDAU. I don't know how. And this dog didn't bat an eye running from its yard over to the,
oh, yeah,
the neighbor's yard to just go to town.
It was like prison football. You know, like never fall face down. Because something's going to wake you right back up after you're down there.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Lord. But that's about it. That's about it. I was going to watch. Oh, we're 3:50.
Oh, wow. Well, good. I had to piss this entire time.
Hold on. God, really?
I'm sure I would have been much more talkative, but the fact coming from the gym, drinking gallons of water with creatine.
Caught up with you?
It's not a good combination. It always happens. I usually don't go to the gym before doing anything. Usually I have time to, like, evacuate.
Making it all scientific, in case this is our last broadcast.
Void myself.
Oh, my Lord. Well, Will, thanks for getting in, man.
You're welcome. I'm
sorry, the traffic's miserable. Traffic. Next time, aim for another 10 minutes, but, you know, you can't control it.
It's just like, it pains me to say, like, okay, I need more than 30 minutes to go 10 miles. No. It's, why?
Yeah, I own a car. It's literally for making travel math that much smaller. And yet it does no good.
And I was, you know, I mean, for people listening, I was on, like, the Parkway to 66, like, pretty big highways. I shouldn't have hit that many lights.
Suffer. Suffer, B. Suffer.
Aye.
Well, until next week, where again we will be without Kate.
Really?
So, yeah, she's actually got something planned for next week, a birthday, I believe. So, yeah, you get here bright and early that week.
Yeah, we'll find a third mic. I usually don't go to the gym on Saturdays. It's just because yesterday I was at Allison's, so I didn't go in the morning.
Well, we'll at Billy Basil on Twitter. And
yeah,
again, thank you.
Try to get me over 600.
We can do that. We can do that. I, of course, am at Papa's Basement on Twitter, in papasbasement.com for the show archives as well as my writing. And I think that's it.
All right.
And until next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.